Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us went to bed last night with this pit in our stomach. It was not, I didn't want to go to sleep. I had the news on, and we were just starting to watch Ukraine and the shells and the escalation of the Russian invasion, and it was, I didn't want to go to sleep, you know? And I was talking to my husband. He's like, you know, do the kids know? And I'm sure the kids know. You know, the kids are more in tune these days with what's going on in the news than a lot of us adults because of their social media and, you know, because of the way they connect. And, you know, kids, especially the Gen Zs, I really feel bad for the Gen Zs because, you know, my generation, the Gen Xs and the boomers, you know, we grew up, you know, reading about, you know, Vietnam, Korean War, World War II, and then, you know, the baby boomers lived through most of that, and then, well, maybe not World War II, but Vietnam, Korea War, and then the Persian Gulf War, the Afghanistan War, many of us weren't as connected to that because we didn't have the social media. Many of us weren't really watching news. And then this is kind of the first war that the youngest generation has seen, not to mention they just went through the whole COVID thing. And I think there's this sense of this is not the world my parents spoke to me about or my grandparents spoke to me about. You know, we've been very, you know, optimistic about things and peacetime, and we've been very comfortable. And then when we see what happened with, you know, when we see how things have turned in terms of this three-pronged attack that we've seen on Ukraine, and we're seeing pictures of you know, people bloodied. I think we've at least had 40 people dead. More, that's an underestimation. I don't know if you saw that video of a cyclist just riding around Ukraine, and then sadly there was an explosion. And, you know, for those of you, and I know, you know, I don't want to open the show with, you know, this sort of, you know, kind of tense topic, but I think we're all tense today. And you know, we are going to hit a lot of news. We are going to get to our guests. We're going to get to the medical news. But honestly, this is not an easy time for any of us. It's definitely not an easy time for what's going on right now with Ukraine. Innocent people in the surrounding area. It's very scary. It's very unsettling. So then, you know, is America prepared? How are we prepared? You know, from a doctor's standpoint, I always see our vulnerabilities. You know, we've been so distracted with COVID that, you know, we've been letting our health go. Our guests that we're supposed to have at 12 or 15, we're going to be talking about this new way to get access to this tablet connect, very, very cool way that WellMed is doing to kind of enable access for patients to have, you know, to their doctor. But in terms of, you know, health access, in terms of food access, fuel access, things are changing. Things are definitely going to be different. And if you thought, well, it was different with COVID, and so it's going to be, you know, we're used to it, you're not used to it. What COVID did was a much different sort of trauma. You know, COVID traumatized us one way. This is now going to really stretch and really press our ability to unite as a country to you know, look at our vulnerabilities and be able to work around them. And our vulnerabilities are, you know, cyber attacks. Our vulnerabilities are our medication shortages, food shortages. I know this seems like it's just happening in Ukraine, it's just happening in Eastern Europe, but this will affect us. In fact, it already is. You're seeing the prices go up. Everybody's talking about fuel. If you're like, why are you talking about fuel? There's people dying. Well, yes, during wartime, even if it may not directly include us, it will. extend to surrounding countries, especially since we have pledged our unity with NATO allies, and NATO allies could be affected. So is the U.S. prepared? Absolutely not. No, I mean, you know, we've been reading about this. We've been, you know, we've been preparing. We've known that there was something that was going to be happening with Putin, and we also expected China to move forward with Taiwan or expand, and it looks like already they've entered Taiwan's airspace, so we're going to give you guys updates on that. But, you know, no, we're not prepared because we've never lived through this before. We've never done this. You know, we've never had, you know, this sort of a conflict where it's not really an attack on us, but it's an attack on an ally that, or a kind of relative ally, and it puts us in this kind of position of, well, what do we do? And even if we're not directly involved, we're involved. In fact, we're going to be imposing more sanctions. Biden's going to be speaking any minute to talk about the future sanctions he's going to levy against Russia. And yes, Russia's going to retaliate. Russia has found an opportunity for them to expand and for them to wrong or right any wrongs they feel were done to them, and try to get back what they lost during the Soviet Union. So for those of you feeling that pit in the stomach, I feel you. I hear you. It's going to be a very, very rough next few hours, days, weeks, maybe months, God forbid years. And I hope this ends as quickly as possible. I hope there's no more bloodshed. But there's never been a war like this where you are going to be seen minute to minute, real time. Tragedy. And, you know, we saw the pictures of Vietnam, you know, we saw the pictures of World War II. This is now real time, and it's going to be a much different, it's going to be horrific. It's going to be horrifying. And you know, in terms of our preparation, I want you all to reach out to your doctor. I know that sounds like an odd request. Reach out to your doctor. If there's anything you think you're going to be needing soon, or you think that you might be starting to get in short supply, you make sure you update your refills. You make sure you update any of your medical supplies, because keep in mind, we get a lot of our medications, we get a lot of our supplies from China. So if China is going to be entering this conflict, or watching and waiting, or if there does any ally to Russia starts to sanction us, we start to lose access to a lot of our things, our auto parts, our medications, our plastics, our metals, our fuel. All right, when we get back, we're going to be talking about increasing our medical care with WellMed. And don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So joining us next is Dr. Preeti Patheja, Senior Medical Director at WellMed, part of Optum, to talk about how we can increase medical care, especially during these trying times, post-COVID, now war. It's a crazy time. And Dr. Patheja, thank you so much for joining us. How could tell us what you've been working on.
Honestly, what we're seeing right now, especially through the COVID pandemic, is if patients don't have access to care, we have worse health outcomes. You know, access to their physicians and provider visits are critical to the overall health of patients because of early diagnosis and treatment and management of chronic conditions. So we really need to focus on, you know, increasing access to care. This has become such an important issue that Medicare actually surveys its members to find out, you know, what access has been like for these patients with their provider offices, because it is part of the quality of care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, WellMed has come up with this new sort of way to increase care. You tell us about Tablet Connect.
Yeah, so what what we found is with telemedicine, a lot of our older members did not feel comfortable, you know, engaging in a telehealth visit for various reasons. Maybe they didn't have the equipment, maybe they didn't have the technological know-how, or maybe they just simply didn't have internet. So what we designed was the WellMed Connect program, which essentially is a tablet, a sanitized tablet that's delivered to the patient's home that allows for the patient to connect with their provider with the touch of one button. So when it's time for the patient's telehealth visit, the provider will call the patient on the tablet, and all the patient has to do is click the answer button on the tablet, and they are connected with their provider, like a FaceTime call. And it's that easy and simple to use.
I have tons of family in Tampa area, Clearwater, Fort Lauderdale. They would love that. With WellMed and Table Connect, you're going to obviously be able to increase access not only to people with their doctor, but also to their medical data and their medical results. I'm assuming it's kind of like their door to the doctor's office.
Not exactly data exchange per se. It's really just a modality to increase access to the provider. So for those visits, so rather than going in person, it would be more of a way for these patients to do a telehealth visit with their doctor.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Patheja, you and Optum, the team there, you guys have been fantastic. How can people find out more information?
So they can either call their primary care physician to get the help that they need, or you or a family member can go to WellMedConnect.com to get more information.
Absolutely, WellMedConnect.com. Dr. Patheja, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Well, okay, guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very interesting thing that has been brought up is people want to access their labs. People want to access more than their doctor. We've been, you know, brilliant in terms of figuring out how to get the doctor into your living room. And trust me, I've seen you guys in your pajamas. I've seen your house is a complete mess. It blows my mind because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have clutter. Man, you guys have some pretty, pretty major clutter. I mean, it blows my mind. But you know, you're able to get the doctor, you know, into the living room to help you late night with your kids. You know, we're talking virtually. You know, in terms of these, you know, connect these laptops or these tablets or through your own PC or your phone even. But a big thing we're still kind of missing out on that some of you have asked me about is, well, how do I get the labs ordered? How do I get the urinalysis? You know, how do I get the exam that the doctor can't do, like a pap smear or a prostate exam? And where technology is going to be going with that is they're moving towards a few things. One is where telehealth-wise, we just, you know how we do the order for your prescriptions, and we just send it right away to the pharmacy. We'll be doing that with labs. Where we think you need blood work, we're going to send the labs to the, and already many telemedicine platforms or your doctor who is doing telemedicine already does this. And then there's supposed to be a way where you can upload, access the labs, review the labs, and then be able to assess, you know, where you're at and what needs to be done. Of course, getting labs done will still require you going in. Yeah, it's interesting. I had the type of medical office where you did the labs at my office. You did the x-ray at my office. But many of you have had doctors where you saw the doctor, you still had to go across town or go to the radiology, you know, facility anyway. So for those of you, it's like, that's really not that big a deal. I've had to go and do labs. I've had to go and do x-rays anyway at a radiology location. But for, you know, those of my patients who was like, Vidalia, everything was under your roof. How do I get that back? Well, that's it. We are getting there, you know, in terms of, I think a lot of our equipment and our technology that we're using now to bring the medical provider into your home, I think we will be able to extend that where you will be able to do a urinalysis. You will have the setup at your house where you could go ahead and then, I guess, submit your sample, and then it gets read in real time. There's going to be already nurses and ancillary staff that is able to come to the house to work with the provider that is over the phone or doing telemedicine or giving orders, for example, like home health. You know, somebody says, look, I can't get up. You know, I've been, you know, bedridden for a while. I think my ulcer is coming back, my venous ulcer, my stasis ulcer. And then the provider could say, we're going to be sending a team to your house to take a look. So, you know, it's interesting because people are very concerned about privacy and the invasion into their home and into their computer and into their search history and things like that. And I get it. But in a way, that's kind of where we've been going, because that's what people have been asking for. You know, the same people who've been saying, look, you know, I don't want to. You know, be online. I don't want to be through social media. I don't want to, you know, have anybody access any of my data from a computer. Many of you are the same people that go, oh, this is great. I can see the doctor online. And so one of the vulnerabilities I had mentioned earlier is our vulnerability, you know, to computers, our vulnerability to the cyber world, and how Ukraine, how China, how anybody could, take advantage of that. And this is kind of what we've asked for it. You know, we asked for food to be delivered to us. We asked for food delivery. We asked for there to be like an Uber or Lyft. I didn't personally, but I'm saying, you know, American general asked for there to be random strangers that could then pick you up and take you where you need to go because cabs are so expensive. I mean, this is what we've in a way asked for. And so keep in mind, as we start to advance with medicine and advance with care and people coming to the house or doing labs from home, etc., there is going to be that intrusion. And it's going to be consented. It's going to be given by you because you want that service. But to get that service, it takes your willingness to let that intrusion happen. And so I know many of you are trying to avoid computers, avoid the internet, it's not going to work that way. In fact, I think medicine already is being shunted to your initial sort of interaction being done online. I wouldn't be surprised if everybody in America, as we move socialized, gets a setup in their home that allows the medical, like the urinalysis or the blood, like the finger prick. Lately we've been able to get so much data out of a finger prick. And so you'll be able to do that at home. You don't necessarily need a phlebotomist. Personally, I don't ever want to see phlebotomists and interventionalists and all these other people that can do these amazing procedures to go away. I don't really want you all to perform your own pap smear or perform your own prostate exam, but there will be wands that you insert intravaginally or intrarectally that will be doing either ultrasound or scans that will be able to assess certain pathology. You know, I'd love to do my own mammogram at the house. You know, I just have to make sure the kids don't have their friends over at the time. But, we've asked for, we want to do it yourself. Well, when you do it yourself, you have to rely on technology. And when you rely on technology, it's never completely private. Somebody is in your home with you. Somebody's watching. Just be careful what you wish for. So anyway, I love the idea that, you know, this tablet connect, it's, you actually get the tablet sent to you. For those people that don't have access to that sort of technology, it's pretty cool. But I wish I could tell you that there's going to be more privacy in medicine. There's going to be no more privacy here on out, but I can't. Not with the way things are going. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the United Nations Security Council was meeting in New York, Russian forces invaded Ukraine by land, air, and sea, confirming the worst fears of the West with the biggest attack in Europe since World War II. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
At the exact time as we are gathered in the council seeking peace, Putin delivered a message of war.
Russian missiles are raining down across a number of Ukrainian cities. Troops are pouring across the borders into the eastern part of the country and landing by sea in the south. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky said this is a war of aggression. Ukraine will defend itself and will win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now. Ivanka Trump, daughter of former President Donald Trump and one of his top advisors in the White House, is now in talks with the House panel investigating the January 6th riot about a voluntary interview. This is USA Radio News. A new poll is out asking whether the United States should be more involved in Ukraine. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A new APNORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role, and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are urging the Biden administration to provide more details on its plans to restart federal student loan payments while raising concerns of potential chaos if the two-year pause ends as planned in May. In a letter to administration officials, a group of lawmakers asked the Education Department to respond to a long list of questions that appear intended to demonstrate the government is fully unprepared to ensure borrowers are properly notified before payments resume on May 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So multiple little notes and texts and messages and DMs that I've been getting in the last 24 hours have kind of had to do with obviously what's been going on now. You know, there is a war. War has begun. And the Ukraine was invaded. As we spoke about, it was most of us have this pitted feeling in our stomach that we just, you know, we knew this was coming for weeks. It's just we've read about it. We've seen our history books. We've, you know, spoken about it. But now we're actually seeing it in real time. And as I've spoken
you know, about this at great lengths. This is going to be a much different type of war because we're going to be seeing in real time, you know, all the developments and how it unfolds and all the tragedy, as opposed to, you know, learning about what happened in the Persian War over the news, or Vietnam, or Korean, or World War II. And so, you know, the Gen Zs, they're probably really wondering, you know, what the hell is going on? They just got through COVID. They just got through now they're, you know, seeing this. And so, you know, they don't get to remember like what I get to remember, the 80s, where things are kind of pretty normal. And then the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 was, supposed to be one of the greatest things ever. And as we've always said, you know, when moves happen and when things happen, there seems to be these unintended consequences. And here's Putin. He, you know, wants to get Ukraine back. And I know there's a lot of debate on why this got started and sovereignties and independent nations. But right now we are, we have to deal with what we have at hand. And so there's been a lot of debate on if Americans should be involved. At this time, you know, from a psychological standpoint, you know, many of us, whenever we go through trauma, you know how there's the stages of grief? Well, it's similar stages with what happens with trauma. And so when we see what's going on, you know, we kind of have this disbelief. Like, no, that's not really happening. No, you know, this is deep fake. These are videos. These are, you know, this is sensationalism. This is media trying to, you know, come up with sensationalized headlines. And it stinks that many of us have to think that way, because remember I told you there was a fire in San Francisco. And some of my patients from San Francisco say it's the same building, different angles. The media makes it look like the whole city's on fire, and it's just they keep showing it from different angles. And, you know, when you know what the media is capable of, it's very frustrating. Because you're like, you guys are going to, you know, you're never going to tell us the full story. You're going to make something look bigger than it is, and you're going to minimize something that's bigger than it is. But I think with our access to social media, you know, and our access to family members out there and you know, with what we're seeing, you know, this is real. Moldova, Romania, Poland, everybody's getting ready to take in refugees. And people ask, well, you know, what should Americans' role be? Are we going to be taking in Ukrainian refugees? Probably. You know, we took in Afghanistan refugees. We obviously have open borders now, you know, in our southern border. And, you know, we're taking, you know, people in from multiple countries from Central America and South America. Yes, expect we are going to be taking in Ukrainian refugees. Also expect there's going to be shortages. I mean, hands down. We're going to see prices go up, and when prices go up and demand is still there, then there's going to be less supply, and then the supply that is there is going to be too expensive for us to access. I would probably buy, you know, make sure you have an extra freezer at home, you know, stock up if you can, get a generator. You know, Russia has the ability to attack our grid. Russia has the ability to attack our cybersphere. Don't think you're going to be connected onto Facebook this whole time if we do enter into a conflict with Russia as a result of this. So a poll, has come out, which is kind of interesting in its numbers, is there is very little support among Americans for the U.S. having a major role in this conflict. Of course, that's not the surprise. President Joe Biden is imposing new sanctions, threatens a stronger response. People are asking for him to threaten a stronger response. And again, I am not, you know, defending, and I am not putting anybody up on a soapbox, but I got to tell you, being president right now would probably stink. This is probably not going to be very easy, where you have half the country saying, do something now. But most of the country's like, yeah, but we don't want to go to war. I mean, there's that fine line, you know, and Russia is big. You know, and remember, if you remember correctly, when Russia did start to, you know, test the waters and stick their little toe in, you know, and test what would happen if they messed with us from a cyber standpoint and a cyber threat standpoint. Remember, Biden gave them a list. He said, look, please don't touch these 10, you know, 10 firms or 10, you know, industries or whatever. So I'd really like to see that list. If anybody could get a hold of that list is going to be very, very valuable. You know, that list that I think it was written on paper. I think Biden wrote on a piece of paper. Maybe it was typed. I'm not sure what font it was. But he gave Putin a list of, I think, 10 entities not to hack.
if you're a part of those 10 entities, I'd probably be getting the hell out. You know, because my guess is if we do, you know, start to escalate our tensions with Russia, that list is probably going to get torn up, or that list is probably going to be completely decimated. Biden has acknowledged the growing likelihood that war in Eastern Europe would affect America. Obviously, he has ruled out sending troops to Ukraine. Gas prices starting to rise. You know, it's interesting. I had grocery rewards for 40 cents off a gallon yesterday. And they're like, do you want to use your rewards? I go, yeah, I do. 40 cents off a gallon. And I noticed the gas was the same price. Not as the same price as the sign, but the same price I've always paid. Gas, that means went up 40 cents a gallon. There, it's going up, and we aren't even, some people aren't noticing it, but I think the rest of us. But 26% say the U.S. should have a major role in the conflict. 74% looks like probably don't. 52% say a minor role. 20% say nada. Just no, let it just take, you know, play out. And so, you know, this is kind of similar to what happened during World War II, where when the World War II conflict happened, many Americans didn't know originally about the atrocities that were happening to Jews, Christians, gypsies, homosexuals, anybody that Hitler wanted to exterminate. And so America at the time was like, no, we're not going to get involved. You know, we're still recuperating from World War I. And World War II was not in any mood to get involved. And, you know, they did provide support, but it wasn't until Japan attacked Pearl Harbor that America got involved, and understandably so. And so I just wonder if this is just almost a Groundhog's Day or a replay, except we have Russia expanding, and then we have China, who's already, I guess, has entered Taiwan's airspace. I think there was a little bit of Taiwan had to push them back out of their airspace. I think, you know, China's testing the waters. But if we have the expansionism of China, and then we have the expansionism of Russia, and, you know, it's almost going to look exactly like World War II did. So I understand how a lot of Americans are like, no, you know, I don't want us to get involved. I got two sons. I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death for everybody there. I'm scared to death of people in the Ukraine. I'm scared to death for anybody who's going to be hurt in this conflict. I'm scared to death on how this is going to affect these other countries that are taking in floods of refugees to the surrounding countries. I'm scared for Europe. This is not an easy time. And I know many of you are worried about, are we going to get accuracy from the media? Are we going to be getting objectivity from the media? I can't promise you that. All I can do is tell you what I know. And I know there's, you know, a few of us out here that will want to tell you guys as truthful as we can, you know, without trying to make a big fancy headline. I don't want war to be my headline. You know, I have a show that has to do with health and economy and education and sports and all that. I mean, my show, if you look at any of the write-ups, it's never supposed to be about war. I don't want to be talking about war, and, you know, it's something I never thought I would have to cover. But, you know, praying for everybody out there. And, you know, we better get our acts together, especially with the vulnerabilities we have. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Myron asks, any advice on how to get my grandson to quit vaping? So yeah, vaping, you know, it's interesting. We still have vaping as a medical headline per se. Not so much a medical headline this week with everything else going on, but vaping has not gone away. These kids are still,
using their jewels. They're not supposed to be, you know, now with all the new regulations. But kids are still vaping. I see it because when I take the dog for a walk, you see all these empty, you know, canisters and these cartridges, and you wonder why they weren't thrown out. Well, it's because they're trying to ditch them before they get home to their parents, you know. Kids are still kind of the same. I remember the same stuff I did in the 80s. I would have to, you know, get rid of something a block or two before my mom, you know. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't really want to go into all the little things I did. No drugs at all. But, you know, if there was something that, you know, my mom, let's say a note from a boy. If my mom, and my mom would search my backpack, my mom would definitely search my thing. So if I had a note from a boy, I had to, but I wanted to save it. I would have to find a location completely away from my house that I could save it, but make sure that it wouldn't, you know, get disposed of. So, it happens. But, you know, when it comes to our nicotine habits, it's not easy. And for those kids that have been smoking this whole time or who have been vaping, they've developed a nicotine habit that I guess, you know, a lot of grown-ups have had. And for those of you that have tried to quit smoking, it's not easy. It's not easy because you go through this withdrawal. And this withdrawal can make you irritable, can affect your sleep, could affect, you know, your moods, could affect your hunger, you know. And so it's not kind of an easy thing for an adult to do, let alone a child. So the first thing you have to do is, one is you got to talk to them. And if your child will not talk to you, then you need to kind of get them in with a counselor, or you need to get some other help. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to do on your own. The ability to quit smoking and the ability to quit tobacco is going to be very difficult. And you don't really want to start your kids on, you know, grown-up type things. Like, okay, well, you know, we're going to put you on patches and then we're going to, you know, it's going to have to, especially if they're a teenager, be a little pronged your approach, because the withdrawal, again, they might be having anxiety, they might be having depression, they might be also having like upper respiratory symptoms like coughs or throat headaches. A child does not want to be having a cough, a sore throat, or a headache now, because everybody's going to think they have COVID. So they're going to be like, you know what, it's easier for me to just keep vaping. Sometimes they might get hand tingling. Again, as I said, issues with their sleep, their moods, their concentration could be off. If they have midterms coming up, They're not going to want to, you know, this is not going to be when they want to quit nicotine. Some of them might have issues with their memory. They might have issues with their bowels, constipation. Some might even get diarrhea, you know, and then their appetite could change. So smokefree.gov, it helps not only those who smoke tobacco, but also vaping. So there are a lot of resources. Nicotine, again, is a very powerful drug. And it's not that the kid is being bad. You know, I mean, yeah, they were probably being stupid to start. And, you know, I have no problem telling my kids if they do stupid. You know, but luckily they don't like vaping. They don't like smoking. They don't like drugs. So I thank God every day they don't. And I believe them. And mind you, I've drug tested them. I'm like, just for poops and giggles, you know what? I just want to know you're not lying to me. You know, really, Mom? I go, yeah, pee in the cup. Go with Daddy. Pee in the cup. So they've been clean. So I'm grateful of that. And again, you know, a child doing drugs, they're not bad. It's just, you know, they do stupid because they don't realize that something like that could take over their body. They don't realize they could get addicted to it. They don't really realize they could get, transformed from a chemical standpoint. And it's not easy. And, you know, I just because I'll use that word with my kids, you know, ignorant. You know, naive. We'll use the word naive. So, then the medical provider could hopefully work with them. You know, there are medications. I don't believe we use... Let me just double check if you don't mind, because one of you had asked about Chantix and kids. Let me see. I don't think we could use them as kids. I think it's only restricted to adults. I'll find out if they've changed it. There was a... I think there was a study in teenagers. I don't know if they lowered it to age 16. Double check with your doctor. But all I know is when I used to prescribe it, it was only adults only. So I don't know if they've knocked it down. I think it's still adults only. But there are medications like Wellbutrin.
things like that that might help if they're very, very addicted to it. All right? And then, of course, therapy and counseling. But, you know, it's, you know, children are pretty resilient. And so if a nicotine withdrawal, trust me, you know, it might take adults months to get over it, even quitting cold turkey. But for a child, they might be able to bounce back. And so, you know, again, this can't be just you. Because keep in mind, let's say they give you as a parent or a grandparent the opportunity. Say, all right, you know what? I'm telling you about this. And then it doesn't work. They don't come back to you. They go, no one can help me. If my mom can't help me, if grandpa can't help me, no one can. You need to establish early on that it might not work. Whatever you guys have decided. You know, I'm going to give you a bonus. For every day you don't vape, you know, you're going to get money in the bank. Or I'm going to, you know, or you'll have to do, every time you vape, you're going to have to do, I don't know. You could come up with something. If it doesn't work, then they're going to think nothing works. And you have to explain to them, no, I am not an expert on this. All right? You know, we're going to have to get an expert. And I told you guys, with my patients, whenever they quit smoking or try to quit smoking, or go on a diet, I always tell them, look, this is going to be your first of many attempts. I hope we do it all on the first attempt. But if you fail at your diet, or if you fail at quitting smoking, do not quit. It's most people do on their first attempt, or their second attempt, or their fourth attempt. Now, I know some people say, no, you have to, you know, it's live or die. You need to, you know, go at it as it's all or nothing. No, because I've seen too many people say, oh, I've tried everything, nothing works. I'm like, have you really tried everything? You only did it once. A failure. How people take on failure is fascinating because, and I'm just like that, you know? I mean, what sport did I do? I think I tried snowboarding. And I think I snowboarded and I fell. And I had trouble the first few minutes. And I go, forget it. Never mind. I'm just going to go back to the skis. Let me get back on my skis here. Take your snowboard back. And I should have kept at it. I should have kept working at it. But I was so embarrassed that I was failing. It hurt to fall. I didn't want to hurt myself. And I never learned how to snowboard. So I can't snowboard, and it's frustrating me, especially as I'm watching the Olympics. I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? I could have been snowboarding this whole time. But no, it's because of failure. So people fear failure more than any other, I guess, side effect or consequence that can happen from what they're doing. So, you know, if your child is vaping and or a grandchild and they talk to you about it, first be positive, commend them and say, well, you know, thank you for talking to me about it. You know, do you want to quit? And they go, yeah, you know, but I'm having trouble. And why do you want to quit? You want to reinforce the why. Well, because I'm hearing vaping hurts the gums. It can hurt the heart. I can't get by without it. It's getting more expensive. Keep reiterating that with them, because when they do quit, you have to remind them of the reasons why they want to quit. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.